It's the tip of the spear in the epic battle to defend the United States of America. The National Security Hour exposes the wolves in sheep's clothing and their nefarious plots to undermine and destroy U.S. national security.
Hey, welcome to the National Security Hour. You're on with Colonel Mike and Dr. Mike of the Two Mikes podcast. And with us is executive producer Mary Fanning, who will be jumping on in a minute. But remember, this is on America Out Loud, and you can get it on Android, Apple, and all the apps. This will be a daily show up on America Out Loud. It's a brand new show, and it's part of the national security team. And what we're bringing is great information. If anybody knows, Mary Fanning has theamericanreport.org. We're on Two Mikes podcast, Colonel Mike and Dr. Mike. And let's bring in for a minute here, while we're on the line, Mary Fanning. Mary, welcome.
The Two Mikes, Dr. Mike and Colonel Mike, it's so nice to be with you. And I am delighted that you've joined the national security team working with us for the National Security Hour, where we can bring information to the American people. So much is happening in our country, and we need the experts to stand up and inform the American people. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Mary, for inviting us. And thank you for making us regulars because, you know, Dr. Mike and I, we're up to about 360 shows going on 4 years. We've been screaming out loud as much as we can. And, you know, you've been around us for, what, 2-3 years now. Dr. Mike has a great career from the CIA, and I was contracted for many years. So, Mary, we would like to touch on a few subjects today, such as the FBI, political terrorism, blackmail within our country, which is rampant, you know, the elites, which are really not elite, but they look at us as an ATM, you know, just take the money and pay off China and WEF, UN, NATO, and Mike is a specialist on that. But I really want to zero in today on the spies in the FBI. It's almost like the housing market. You can almost guarantee it's like a football bet. Every 8 to 10 years, bam, we find another spy. How is it that they wait 8 to 10 years and all of a sudden another Hansen comes up? What do you think about that, Mary?
I think it's really interesting just what you're saying. I mean, we're looking right now at this FBI agent that was arrested only because his girlfriend turned him in. He was taking Russian money. So this Charles McGonigal, the former New York counterintelligence chief, imagine that the New York counterintelligence chief is taking money for Russia from Russians while he's running a coup d'etat against President Trump. You know, you think about that and you go back to Robert Hansen, you go back to Jonathan Pollard. How is it that all these infiltrators come into our agencies and start dismantling them?
Well, I think the coup was not just against Trump. I think the coup was against the American people. Dr. Mike, let's chime you in on the FBI subject.
Oh, I can't be considered a witness who is not antagonistic toward the FBI. I have lived more of my life, first as a young man when my father was a policeman, seeing the FBI come in at the last moment after they had risked their lives or worked very hard to get to an arrest so they could take the arrest credit for it. They'd show up in their windbreakers and their hats, and everybody would be mentioned except the guys who actually had done the work for the last 8 months or a year. And as an agency officer, I worked with the FBI very closely from 1982 or so forward till 2004. And they are, without doubt, the most insecure organization in terms of controlling classified information, the most arrogant, and the least concerned with America. The FBI's mission, above all other things, is to protect the FBI, to attract more budget money, and to crush anyone who attempts to put that picture before the public. So, you know, the FBI has had such a reputation as a sterling agency, and as one who could never be questioned about their judgments or about their activities, that for me, it was an ideal place for a double agent to be working, because even his own people for a time would not believe what he was doing. It's a place where espionage flourishes, because they're afraid of only one thing, and that's their director. They don't care what Americans think. They don't care what the Department of Justice thinks. They are a truly corrupt agency from top to bottom.
Mary?
Well, it's when you just see Chris Wray, FBI Director Chris Wray, showing up at Davos, he's not thinking about America first, that's for certain. But he started talking about, he now has the abilities to for pre-crime, that you can arrest people based on pre-crime. That sounds an awful lot like 1984. You know, one of the interesting things, we did a piece, an occasional paper, The Perfect Storm, and we found that Barack Obama and Joe Biden were giving access to our ports, and that connection went to Dr. Jafar Diaz-Jafar. That was important because Dr. Jafar Diaz-Jafar was working with Yevgeny Primakov, the Russian, as the ambassador to Iraq. Well, Yevgeny Primakov was also the handler for Robert Hansen and Jonathan Pollard. So think about that. The handler for both of the top spies that we've caught in this country, that not only were they spying, look at how many of our people they had killed. Robert Hansen, particularly Jonathan Pollard. And then Pollard was just released and he went back to Israel. And the connection point of Yevgeny Primakov, that they're working for Russians against this country. I don't know, Dr. Mike, tell me. Is the point where this changes is when you start seeing people hang for these crimes?
Without a doubt. That's why I've been investing in rope for the last 5 or 6 years, Mary. I have enough for a lot of people and a lot of people. But to be serious, Mary, what you've raised is a very important question, is that it's not enough to fire these people or to fire them and send them away to prison for 4 or 5 years. Because it'll all come back again. This has all got to be done to the strictest, paying the strictest attention to the law and executing the absolute maximum penalty. Because all of this is pre-planned, wanting to do it. There's no accidents in any of this. The people who we find who participated in this really need to be tried and then hopefully convicted and then hanged. I think that's exactly the point we need to make.
I'm glad you brought that up, Mike. I want to say this both to Mary and you. We have people sitting in a J6 gulag in Washington, D.C., who protested, who broke some windows, who made a little bit of a mess, and they don't even have bail. And I'm sure this FBI agent got bail, and I'm sure he's not going to jump. He's not going to go away. I'm sure they took his passport and everything else, right? Yeah, wink, wink. But how is it that this man has done so much destruction, yet he's not sitting in the J6 gulag? Why is that? What kind of justice is that? I mean, American people, you have to wake up. We are the ATM to the world. Mike always says it. We should not be giving NATO any money. Well, I think we should not be giving anybody any money. Today I heard, listen to this, $30 million we're going to give India because India has some kind of a little problem going on. Well, my thing was, the first thing I heard that, I said, well, we could call somebody in Silicon Valley who came here on an H-1B visa, who became a multimillionaire, and he could donate the $30 million to his country. I mean, what is it? We never stop giving money. We're always bleeding money. And now the Congress says, well, we can't pay Social Security. Hello, Jimmy Jordan. Stop going on ABC with Chuck Todd or NBC, wherever you are, Jimmy Jordan. Go ahead, Mary.
Well, let's see someone who actually has some allegiance to the United States of America and her people.
Thank you.
You know, not to Davos, not to the United Nations. You know, understand the United Nations was founded by people who were out of the Soviet Silvermaster spy ring that were working to destroy this country. They were spies after World War II. And the United Nations is just using us And it's not just using America. The government has no money unless it takes it from the taxpayer. So the taxpayer is paying for all this. The taxpayer is paying for all the monies that are being round-tripped out of the Ukraine, that are paying for bioweapons labs in Ukraine or in Wuhan toward the American people's destruction. At some point, those who run our government or are working in our government, because they work for us, and until they understand that they work for the American people and stop stealing with both hands, and until there are consequences for what they're doing, this will continue.
Mary, tell us what a round trip is on the money.
Well, round trip is remember FTX? Now, that whole FTX deal, while they were round tripping the money through the Ukraine, billions, remember there was also a company, Binance, involved. As they built up those funds and got monies from investors, then they ran it into Ukraine. But there's no auditing. There's no showing where those monies are going. So that's going into a lot of people's pockets. And then it was also coming back and going into the Democrat Party's coffers. So this was completely illegal. And then the money's evaporated. And just like this McConnell, by the way, remember the guy from FTX, they let him out on bail. Now McConnell, he's got 500,000 bail. Meanwhile, you have special forces guys that went with their constitutional rights to protest, some who did not even walk in Congress, although they had that was infiltrated with FBI assets that were pushing people saying, go on in there. We have people who are special forces who have put their lives on the line for this country, going into battle, Green Berets. Then we've brought this to the intelligence briefing, and we will to the National Security Hour. We have our people being raped in these prisons. They haven't even had a day in court. They are being raped by the prison guards. This is the United States of America. It's really
sounds
a little
like the old Soviet Union to me. Mary, tell the listeners before we go to our first break, what was the organization President Biden was involved in very young?
Well, President Biden actually came to the fore through a Council for a Livable World. A Council for a Livable World was put in place by the Soviet Silver Master spy ring. It was to infiltrate this country with communism. They couldn't get the people to join the Communist Party. So they started going into the smallest states first, the first one being Delaware. They wanted to put their people through a Council for a Livable World into our Congress, because while they couldn't get the American people to embrace this, they could some dirty traitors like Joe Biden, the Manchurian president. And what they did was it came from Armand and Julius Hammer. They were both Soviet spies. And you must understand, who was their bagman? Their bagman at the Council for a Livable World was Al Gore Sr.
That's right. It's a very true subject there. His father was the bagman. We're coming up on the first break. We have a couple of more minutes. Mike, Mary?
I just wanted to say one more thing about the FBI. You have to understand, I think, that they have scared, suborned, or blackmailed almost everyone in the government. You know that the agency and the FBI were using Jeffrey Epstein's island for purposes of blackmail. They've scared everyone else because they have all the cards on their side. In terms of surreptitious listening devices, in terms of money on their side, in terms of a strong belief among Americans that they're a worthwhile organization that does their best to protect America. They wield enormous power against the people who make policy. And it's not blatant, but it's there. And everyone knows it's there. I saw it at the agency. They killed three or four operations to try to kill Osama bin Laden for no other reason except that they weren't going to get enough credit for it. And we had people on the seventh floor of our building, George Tenet and his whole crew, who would just bend over backwards to do everything they wanted them to do, the FBI, I mean. And so the American people lost a chance multiple times to kill bin Laden before 9/11. And once you understand that, you understand the real reason why the FBI has to be burned to the ground.
Mary, are you going to have the last minute?
Yeah, so this is corruption, but understand American people, come back. You will learn what's really happening in this country via the National Security Hour at America Out Loud. Come and listen to the two mics. These are the experts that will put everything in context with you. And we are so pleased to announce them as part of our team for the National Security Hour.
Mary, thank you very much. All right, so we're probably going to go to our first break in a minute here. But remember, it's the National Security Hour on America Out Loud. You can get it on Android, Apple. You can get it on AmericaOutLoud.com. You can get the two mics at, where are we, Mike? TwoMics.us, right? TwoMics.us. I think we're up to about 350 or 360 podcasts.
Yes.
He's a great co-host, great co-host. We've been doing this for 13 years. We don't do it for money. We do it for a passion. We did radio, and then we went into podcasting. Mike, how many years were you at the agency?
25 almost.
All right, 25 years for Mike, and I'm not going to tell you how many years I was around the globe, that's for sure. All right, so here we come. We're coming up on the commercial hour. Come back for segment number two on the National Security Hour with the two mics, Dr. Michael Scheuer and Colonel Mike.
These days, every time you turn on the news, it seems like there's a new threat to your health. Maintaining a strong immune system has never been more critical. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created Immune Super Boost to help you strengthen your immunity. Unlike other supplements that don't work, Immune Super Boost is not a pill. It's a gel you swallow with ultra absorption of science-backed nutrients proven to support immunity, like vitamin C, D3, zinc, elderberry, and echinacea. These physician-formulated gels come in a small gel pack. Tear off the top and shoot it down, or mix it in water. Boost your immunity. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD.
Hello, I'm Ben Marble, MD, and I founded MyFreeDoctor.com as a donation-supported, faith-based nonprofit with a mission to save lives by delivering free doctor visits to patients in all 50 states of America. MyFreeDoctor.com treats a broad range of health concerns like COVID-19, long COVID, sinus infections, urinary tract infections, rashes, medication refills, and more. So please visit MyFreeDoctor.com, where we're healing America one person at a time.
For 40 years, alarmists have been warning of a climate catastrophe, yet none of their dire predictions have come true. Temperatures have not soared, sea level rise has not been unusual, and extreme weather events have not increased in either frequency or intensity. In short, there is no climate emergency. For 15 years, the International Climate Science Coalition has led the call for climate realism and a Made in America climate plan. A plan based on real science that responds to the real-world needs of Americans, supports economic growth, and strengthens our essential infrastructure. A plan that protects the environment and ensures that Americans can enjoy the blessings of clean air, clean land, and clean water for generations to come. It's time to put ideology and pseudoscience aside. It's time for a sensible climate plan. For more information or to donate, visit our website, ICSC-climate.com.
Welcome back. We're on with Dr. Michael Scheuer and Colonel Mike. We're on today on the National Security Hour on America Out Loud. We're coming up on segment two. And I'll bring this right to Dr. Mike. We want to thank Mary Fanning, the executive producer, for having us on. We will be part of the National Security Hour team. Dr. Mike, you and Mary just mentioned in the last segment about this guy, Jeffrey Epstein. Imagine he infiltrated banks. He infiltrated the intel agencies. He's infiltrated
the Ivy League. Don't forget the Ivy League connection, Colonel.
The Poison Ivy League.
The Poison Ivy League, yes.
Yes, Poison Ivy League. He starts off, he's friends with Bill Barr's dad, right? He comes out of somewhere. And mysteriously, he's with Bill Barr's dad, right? And Bill Barr graduated Yale, and Bill Barr was at the agency, first job. And, you know, this is the gentleman who, I think it was Mark Levin, said he had a pristine, he was sterling. Remember that?
He was going to be the second coming.
Yeah, the second coming. But, you know, now we have this, we have not a honeypot, we have a maple tree. We have a maple tree of leaks. We have a maple tree. I mean, they've blackmailed everybody around the globe, not once, but twice. Now, this is political terrorism to me, Mike. What do you think about that?
Oh, I think that's a perfectly proper way to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
What is most troubling is that there is a list of people who were his clients, which mm-hmm. will also be a list of those who have been compromised by the FBI, the CIA, probably MI6, and the Israelis intelligence service. And we can't get our hands on those. That it's like it's not important for the American people to know which of their leaders are pedophiles. It's a crazy situation to be in, Colonel, but I think you're right. It's a form of terrorism against the American people.
You know, and now with the ATM that leaks from every corner of the machine, it's constantly NATO. It's Ukraine. It's bringing the money this way. Now, tanks. Now, imagine the nerve of them to say to the people who paid, you know, the boomers, hey, guess what? We may have to cut Social Security. How about we cut your throat? I mean, what do you want us to do? I mean, we'll just hang you. You're too old, you know? In the meantime, millions of people crossing the border, everybody's getting some kind of benefits to the tune of $3,000 or $4,000 a month, housing, food, cars, computers, phones. But we want to cut the boomers' money because you paid the real nickel in the deal, right? So here's what I think, Mike. I think we're so infiltrated at this point. I mean, if you were to peel the onion, how deep do we go on this onion?
Oh, I think it's deep. Remember, we had a guest on our program, the two mics. Was his name Jeff Shepard?
Jeff Shepard, yes.
Jeff Shepard, who talked some very interesting talk about the removal of Richard Nixon, and then saying that the removal of Nixon was really the playbook they used for trying to get rid of Trump. But he also said I lost my train of thought, Colonel.
Oh, he spoke about Saint FDR.
Yes. What he said about the atmosphere, the environment in which this deep state developed was in the New Deal.
Mm-hmm.
Was full of socialists or left-leaners or communists, whatever you want to call them. And he said a very interesting thing. He said, no matter who has been the president, the Congress has controlled the bureaucracy since 1936, just a decade short, or a little more than a decade short of a century. And that's the enemy here. It's not just the FBI or the CIA. It's the Pentagon civil bureaucracy. It's Homeland Security now, Department of the Treasury. It's all controlled by lefties, and so it's not going to be over. And we were talking about this with Mary just a couple minutes ago. It's not going to be over by simply arresting the big dogs and maybe throwing them in jail for 10 or 15 years. It's going to take much, much more than that. You're going to have to go back and look at what are all these military flag officers been doing who think they can stand up and tell the American people to support one candidate for president instead of another because they have some argument that they can recognize Russian espionage, and all it was a lie.
Totally.
All of these retired flag officers, except the one or two that you and I know, need to be examined for their whole career and see what else they were doing that was patently against America's interests.
Well, we had Colonel Sellin on, who did deep dives.
Yeah.
You know, had a great career in the Army. He did deep dives on the Wuhan virus, the bioweapons in Ukraine, all the money that was invested within NIH and Fauci. And China. And this, Mike, goes back for years. I mean, when we were on radio years ago, we spoke about Smithfield Hams. Remember that?
Yes.
They were trying to sell Smithfield Hams. They couldn't sell it. And they were going around trying to get an American company to buy it. I think it was almost like a stall tactic. So you could say, well, the only guys with money right now are the Chinese.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I want to say to the listeners on the National Security Hour. It's not just Washington. It's the governors. It's the mayors. It's the city council. It's all the fluff. Oh, diversity. Oh, multiculturalism. You know, oh, let's have a little multicultural party at the high school, at the junior high school. You know, it's all about diversity. These guys infiltrated. The Chinese were so smooth, didn't have to fire a shot. They went in there with the dragon costumes. You know, they went to the kids. Hey, look at this. I'll give you two, you know, a couple of words in Chinese. Ying hao, ming mao, whatever. Okay. Oh, mommy, we don't have to go to the Chinese restaurant. We had lunch today at school. I mean, the Confucius Institutes. How many of these students came in? They were in our high-level Poison Ivy League schools, stealing information.
Still are, Colonel.
Yeah. And what was it all about? Oh, come on. We got to let foreign students in. And let me tell you firsthand knowledge. The reason we let these students in, because they paid a lot of money, not just to get here. See, it's just like human trafficking, right? You pay on the other side, and then you pay when you get here. And then you get what they call a CPT, OPT, stamp of approval, which means do you believe this? You go out within 30 days as a foreign student, you could have a full-time job in America while you're in college. And that's how you got all this stuff going around. All these defense contractors, all of these banks, everyone gets hired because, oh, we're saving money. It's cheaper labor. No, it's not. It's not. Would you believe it? You can come to this country as a student and in 30 days be making $80,000, jump to the front of the line while your kids are paying off school loans, and they're looking to work at Dunkin' Donuts or 7-Eleven, maybe. I don't know. I have no idea. But I can tell you firsthand, this is human trafficking. It comes through the education system. Our Department of Education did nothing. Homeland Security, we talk about all the time. DHS, HSI. You know, these guys try to bring cases before the American government when Eric Holder was there. I was like, not interested, guys, not interested. We're not closing down anybody. I mean, it's hard enough. You had to go to the States to get a school investigated. Imagine your own government didn't want to investigate. Well, wait a minute. We have four terrorists. We may have five terrorists. No, I'm sorry, guys. We're busy right now. We're working on the next presidential campaign. And for you MAGA guys, I'm just going to say something to you. I know he's back on Twitter. I know he's back on Facebook. And I know he's making a big fuss, but he's making a fool out of himself. He's got to slow it down a little bit now. You know, remember, we did the show with General McInerney, who is on the National Security Hour team. Okay. How many shows did we do, Mike, during that time, Hammer Scorecard?
We must have done half a dozen.
All right. Remember, General McInerney shouted out, hey, you can do this. It's constitutional. But what did he do? Dereliction of duty. You know, enemies foreign and domestic. He walked away because he said, we'll fight another day on another hill and we'll go for a reelection. And then along came 2022. Right. So now it's like, oh, don't worry about it. We can do 2024. I don't care if the rallies have 80,000, 100,000, 300,000, 5 million. I don't care how many you're going to have. If you're not going to do the job and you're going to listen to Javanka and you're going to listen to everybody around you, bad handlers, as we call them. All right. It ain't going to be done, Mr. Trump. And when Michael Savage comes out against you, you know, you're up the creek without the paddle. Right, Mike?
I would say that that's correct. And, you know, it goes back to this whole business that started really in the 60s, but really took off when Hillary was running against Obama. When she made it the motto of the American Party, Democratic Party, that diversity and multiculturalism.
Oh my gosh!
Was the reason that America was strong. Now, you would think that anybody with a high school education or even less would have sat back and said, "Now, how do you make something stronger by making it full of people who can't get along with each other?" Diversity just means accepting communism or socialism. Same thing with multiculturalism. The only country on earth where diversity and immigration worked was in the United States until the 1960s, when there were limits on the number of people that could come in from each country. And they were vetted.
And who introduced that, Mike? Was that the Lion of the Senate? The guy who became a KGB agent late in his career?
Yeah, just for a few bucks. Another Kennedy. Although yeah, I have to say that this man, Robert Kennedy Jr., is one impressive guy. He may not like Republicans, but he loves his country.
Imagine that. I mean, he's such an impressive guy, and he's doing great work with the vax. He's been doing it way before COVID.
Yes.
Yet he won't go on any conservative show. No. Hey, RFK Jr., we're talking to you now. You could come on the National Security Hour with Mary Fanning anytime. You know how to find us. America Out Loud.
Well, we're going to have to do something, Colonel. And you know, the other thing we need to talk about, just as a matter of course here, is that so much of this ties back to war. War, they found out after World War I that war is the lifeblood of not only the bureaucracy, but especially the elite. They always get money on the backs of the dead American kids who go to war for them. And they don't care if they win or lose. You look at Petraeus. Petraeus lost the war in Afghanistan. Petraeus lost the war in Iraq. He came back and he was given a prize and cheered as a hero. And he was the CIA director until some extracurricular sexual activity came to the fore and they canned him. But these generals, what kind of a general takes command of men and women, takes them to war, knows the president doesn't care if they win or lose, just so you stay there as long as you can, so he can suck money out of the money that's spent there?
Well, I'm glad you're talking about this, because every night I watch the mainstream media and the lefties, because I like to know what they're thinking. And I see these advertisements every night: ASPCA puppies, seals, cats, St. Jude's. And then there's a big commercial on $19 a month for the guys with no limbs, American veterans. Why are we asking people $19 a month when we should be taking it right out of the budget of America and throwing these bums out, closing the border? We should be if you went to serve in this country as whatever military, wherever you were, Navy, Army, Marines, whatever, and you come back from these useless wars that these politicians put you in, you should be up on the hill banging on the desk saying, I want a house. These guys, we're paying $19 a month to build them a house with a ramp because they're disabled. They're in wheelchairs. They've demolished. They have no life. And now the American people are asking, oh, would you like to give us $19 a month? No, the country should be paying, not paying for terrorists, not paying for wars, not paying for the Ukraine. I mean, we have to wake up. And let me tell you, they got the house. We got a couple of minutes coming up till the next break. Oh, they got the house. It's time that you start emailing, you visit Washington, and you bang on the desk. I say, listen, we're going to primary you. We don't care who you are. We're going to primary you. Now, Jimmy Jordan, he's a little guy, sending another guy in the education department. We don't want to go into there, the basketball court or whatever, wrestling. But he's a good mouth. He's a good mouth. He tweets every day. He tweets every day. And, you know, he's on all the mainstream media, but I don't see him on any media. Now, he's welcome to come on the National Security Hour. He's welcome to come on with Mary Fanning or any other team. You can talk anything you want, Jimmy boy. And by the way, the left is always happy to come on, right, Mike? They're always happy to come on alternative media, but you'll never see the right wing come on alternative media. We got 3 minutes till the break, Mike. Go ahead.
I was going to say that's the example of talking about the veterans here is another example of the bureaucracy does what it wants to do, no matter the cost to Americans in money, or lives, or lifestyle. They can't even fix the VA. And that's been a problem since, you know, when I was a boy in the early 60s. I remember hearing it on the radio, and I remember heard my dad and his friends talking about it. But that's, you take that small microcosm of the federal government that can't do the job and won't do the job, And then look at the government as a whole, and you'll begin to understand how deeply this disease is embedded. This criminality is a better word. And it has to be taken out completely.
Well, you know what I always say? They get full-time pay for part-time work with full benefits and retirement on a bankrupted country. Where else could you get a job like that? You're not going to get it anywhere else. I don't care if it's in the private sector, the public sector. You cannot get with the American government. Now, wait a minute. We live just outside the Beltway. We want to make it clear. We live just outside the Beltway. We're not in the swamp. We're a little bit away from the swamp. We're in the valley, Shenandoah Valley, beautiful place. We used to live in the Beltway. And if you haven't checked the prices of homes lately, check them out. Because you know what? You thought Beverly Hills, you thought Orange County, California was good. You ain't seen nothing yet. You know what war does? Makes people rich. And you got all the defense contractors right outside. The contractors are right outside of Washington, D.C. And, you know, I think Virginia is probably one of the most wealthiest states. I was there the other day. I was in Northern Virginia. I couldn't believe how much they built up Arlington, Old Town Arlington and Old Town Alexandria. Oh, my gosh. It's just amazing. You know, it was just a backwater town about 30, 35 years ago.
Yeah.
But you know what? War is money. We're coming up on the last minute. And then we're going to go right to the break on America Out Loud with the new National Security Report, executive producer Mary Fanning. You're going to have a lot of great guests. You're going to have a lot of good people, smart people. This is a show you're going to want to tap into. Remember, Android, Apple, it's on AmericaOutLoud.com. Right now, you're listening to two mics, Dr. Michael Scheuer and Colonel Mike. We're not the two smartest guys in the room, but let me tell you something. We're not the dumbest either. Between the both of us, Mike, how many years we have in this business? 30, 60, what is it? 90? I forgot.
I just remember Mr. Lincoln coming to
all work. Right, right to commercial. There we go.
AmericaOutLoud.com. If you can't find it here, you can't find it anywhere. We are the pulse and voice of everyday American thought. Working hard to earn your trust for 7 incredible years and counting. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
You already know Genesis plus HOCL is your best defense against viruses. But did you also know it's the most powerful weapon for eliminating airborne mold too? Customers are raving about the Genesis Fogger's ability to tackle mold problems and the bad smells that go with them. And we all know mold is a hazard to your health. There's no airborne invader that Genesis can't handle. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
Cold and flu season is here. Wouldn't it be great if you had a way to minimize airborne viral threats? Well, now there is, and it's a povidone iodine-based antiviral nasal spray called Cofix RX. You might even say it's just what the doctor ordered. To reduce your chance of getting hurt, you wear a safety belt when you're driving. To limit sun damage, you wear sunscreen on the beach. Cofix RX is just like that. It's an additional layer of protection. It's sold by thousands of pharmacists and medical doctors nationwide. It's made right here in the USA. Again, it's a povidone iodine-based antiviral nasal spray. You've heard them talk about it here on the Out Loud Network over and over again. Check out CofixRx.com. That's CofixRx.com for a retailer near you, or use coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off at CofixRx.com.
All right. Welcome back. You're on with Dr. Michael Scheuer and Colonel Mike. We are on the National Security Hour today on America Out Loud. That's AmericaOutLoud.com. Executive producer, Mary Fanning. We want to thank Mary for bringing us on. We'll be part of the team from time to time. We have a lot of things on our mind, and I don't know how much we could do in an hour. Mike and I used to do 3 hours of radio years ago. We have about a half hour to a 40-minute podcast a couple times a week. At twomikes.us, going on our fourth year, about 350 shows. If you haven't heard of us, just go to the website. You can get us anywhere. networkradio.us and other Apple, Rumble, all over the place. However, let's talk about the National Security Hour. We're happy to get this show up and running. Going to have some really great guests, really great people, smart people. And today it's Mike and I, and we covered a little bit of the FBI. We covered a little bit about the national security. But Mike, I want to talk a little bit about this case down in Memphis for a second. I think I told you that last night. What really it comes to mind is, now here you have a case, all these blue flashy lights in Memphis. Now this area did not look like a ghetto area. It looked like a middle-class area, right? Now the predominant population in Memphis, I say, is predominantly black, right? And this thing looked middle class. And I'm saying all these blue lights flashing, the guy's screaming, mama, mama. Nobody heard screams. Nobody saw blue flashing lights. Nobody was questioning, like, what's going on outside, right? You didn't see any people come out. No, nobody in the community come out. I don't know what community it was, but they said he lived within 80 yards of the run. Or so what? It was in his neighborhood, right? Nobody came out to say, what the hell are you doing? Now, usually the young people come out, you know, they got the Apple phone and the Android and they're videoing, hey, cops, 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 you know, and you would think they'd be putting up on TikTok or YouTube, you know, being these smartphone stars that they are. But it's just kind of odd. Nobody came out. So in my mind, the colonel's saying, wait a minute, what is this all about? Is this a stand down? What's going on? Five black cops. Now they're charged with murder
and racism.
And racism too, and being black and being racist. Now that's a good one. That's a whole other show altogether. But the point I'm looking at is, Mike, this is a takedown of police in general. This is a takedown of, you know, civil law. This is right away this morning, Martha. Can I say it on the air? Rat's ass, Raddatz. She was on with all the black leaders of the country today. Oh, we got to do something. The Congress has to. Why does the Congress have to do anything? You got a mayor, you got a governor. You do it in your own state. You have votes. Not because somebody got killed. And I know the guy was murdered. There's no question. It was wrong. It's police abuse. They killed him. However, you do it through the channels. We don't need another one of these grab bags in Congress. Scare everybody. Was this done to scare people? I have no idea. But I do know one thing. They don't want law and order because, you know, the fuss they're making over five black cops killing this kid, murdering this kid, Mike, they didn't say a boo. None of these black leaders said boo about Antifa and BLM, did they? Do you remember that?
No, they wouldn't say a word about it.
No. Of course,
they'll never say
Martha Raddatz. Martha Raddatz, she must have lived in a ghetto at one time or like a hood because she's really concerned about getting black leaders on talking about, well, you know, we got to do something. What do you think? So this, to me, it looks like it's a movie. You know, they had it all set up and they're going to have Raddatz and they're going to have all the lefties. We're going to be hearing about this for the next 2 weeks. And guess what you're going to forget about? The documents. You're going to forget about all these documents, classified documents, because you know what? It's the new George Floyd.
Yeah, right, Mike? I think that's probably correct, Colonel. It's a shame, too. You know, some Israeli diplomat once said the Arabs never miss a chance to miss a chance.
I like that.
And I have to say that, you know, from my perspective, after six decades and more of watching what goes on, no community in this country has ever had so many opportunities or so many advantages given to them than the black community. And they keep bending to the Democrats and doing whatever the Democrats want. And the Democrats treat them just as the Democrats treated slavery from the founding of America till the end of the Civil War. Democrats don't like black people. They don't like, they like to kill them, which can be seen in the Planned Parenthood abortion statistics. The hero of the Democratic Party, that is it, Margaret Sanger, is that the name?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, she thought Planned Parenthood would be a good way to destroy the black community, and yet every time we vote, there they are again, lining up for, like that clown who tried to run over his wife and is now a senator from Georgia. Warnock, I think his name is. But never miss an opportunity to, you know, when they talk about reparations, how about from now on, every time a black criminal kills a white person, every one of his relatives get punished collectively and have to toss their money over to the person's family who got killed. No one would ever accept that. And yet these people want reparations for us. I've been paying reparations since I began to pay taxes.
Well, let me give you some numbers, Mike. A Heritage Foundation did this a couple of years back, so it's probably up now. At that time, it was $15 trillion. It's probably up to $22 or $24 trillion. Since LBJ and the Great Society, which included whites, okay, and everybody else, we've spent about $24 trillion. That includes all the affirmative action, the HSBSs, and all these. Okay, so we have $24 trillion invested in affirmative action and poverty and welfare and WIC cards and SNAP cards, whatever. And we're no better off now. We're no better off.
It is. Well, it's the whole system is meant. It seems to me as I get older, the whole system is meant to drive the middle class to not even be able to support themselves, let alone pay taxes to support people who don't want to work or people who are angry at the government. I tend not to be a very, well, now more than earlier, but I don't like violence very much. But everything has failed so badly, from the Congress to parenting to especially the school system. The one thing I remember from being a student when I was, you know, in first and second and middle school and high school, is the teacher taught you, the cop is your friend as long as you obey the law.
Right.
That's all you need to do. You don't need to do anything special.
Well, if you look at some of these videos, now look, I understand a lot of these guys are abused. A lot of these guys get beaten and some get killed. However, you're getting stopped. Put your hands on the wheel. Yeah, officers, a problem. But apparently everybody has a problem. They jump out of the car, they run. Or they're like, hey, what are you doing? You know, so no matter how many times you're telling your children to obey the police, they don't obey the police. Then they say, oh, they murdered my kid, or they beat him up. Look, cops have a hard job as it is. It's a tough enough job. I mean, you got to get up on a car and so on. But let's get back to the Mike, the FBI. How long can we go on as a country with an FBI and all the intel agencies that we have? And now we know they're all spying for either China or Russia or somebody. Yeah.
The answer to that is on the southern border, Colonel.
Yeah.
Right, they're killing us with that, and they're doing nothing to stop it.
400 overdoses in Montgomery County, very high-level Beltway County, Maryland.
Very rich county, yes.
Rich county, very rich county. 400 overdoses in the school system. 163 deaths this year, okay? And they said it's a problem. It's fentanyl. Well, wait a minute. Montgomery County voted solid blue for Biden.
Yep.
Imagine if this fentanyl was coming in, Mike, with Trump as president. Can you imagine what they would do to him? They tar and feather him outside on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yep.
So apparently all the people who voted for Biden, they don't think the fentanyl comes over the border. Is that what they're thinking? Maybe it comes by plane. Maybe it comes in FedEx or Amazon. Where does the fentanyl come from? It's coming over the border. That's where it's coming from.
Yeah.
They got the labs down there.
And everyone knows that, and nobody says it.
You know what I know. We could take the labs out in a week.
Yeah.
It can be all done in a week. But we do not want to go into Mexico and do what needs to be done. So, American people, I think your last chance for alcohol, last call, get in touch with your sheriffs, get in touch with your mayors, get in touch with your city council. You got to start there. Break some chops on the governors, okay? And in our area, our governors are so solid packed with CARES Act money. Man, we got lights going up like crazy, brand new lights, chopping tree. You know, there's no such thing as the save the trees anymore. They killed everything, 50, 100-year-old trees. Killed them. Put the lights up, widen the roads. We got CARES Act money. We got CARES Act money from here to Timbuktu. Okay. They bought every one of these governors off with this CARES Act. That PPP CARES Act money, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really doing some big damage. I mean, if you're every one of your governors were paid off, every one of your governors, no matter where you are, red, blue, they took the money, left pocket, right pocket, back pocket. I remember just before COVID, nobody could fill a pothole. Remember, Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, we ain't got no money for transportation. We can't fill no pothole. But you know what? So you got to get on the door, and you got to get on the door to the governor, and you got to get on the door to the mayor. You got to go to, hey, here's another question. Have you checked out your sheriffs to make sure they're constitutionally correct? Did they sign off on that? Did they sign off on the state constitution? Did they sign off on the federal constitution? Are your sheriffs in your corner? Are you in their corner? Okay. They need you more than you need them, believe it or not. You got to check on your sheriff. Now, if your sheriff is a little bit on the, let's say, light in the loafers program, and he's not on your program, well, guess what? You got to get rid of him. Just get rid of him. Because you know what? When the you know what hits the fans, they're going to be dependent on you because you're the citizen. Basically, you're the militia, really. Okay. You're the citizen who's going to back them up. We're coming up on the last 8 minutes, Dr. Mike. So I just want to ask you a question. What are we going to do with the intel agencies? How do we handle this?
Well, they've got to be dismantled. I was just thinking while you were speaking, the one thing we have not heard from Trump or from Biden or from anyone in the Congress is an estimate of how many, not only criminals, but terrorists, Islamists, and otherwise. But to me, as important, how many Chinese military intelligence or regular intelligence officers or paramilitary people have come across the border since Biden became president? How many of the same varieties of Iranians and Russians and everybody else on earth that hates us? What the open border is a sieve through which that the legitimate illegal aliens, if you can call them that, are going to suck this country dry in terms of education money, in terms of healthcare, in terms of peaceful relations between neighbors. But at the same time, we've allowed our enemies to insert agents in here that would have been not impossible, but far, far harder to do if the intelligence services and the military were doing their job. So if we settle this ship and get it back on course, there's an enormous job to be done with these either alien government officials or alien immigrants. They've got to be getting rid of, because the idea of diversity as something to bind us together and make us stronger could only be a mad Clintonian idea. But everyone has now speaks of it as if it's truth, including the Republicans. Diversity does nothing but what the name says. It divides us. And when it's backed up by guns that have been brought into the country by Chinese, by Iranians, by Venezuelans, by Nicaraguans, by all kinds of other people, Russians and across the board. And all of the foreign, the Afghan fighters they brought into this country and that they keep in military camps now in the United States, those people are there to kill us. And they will be used that way. So closing the border, unfortunately, is just another step, another first step. The job to do beyond just simply closing the border is an enormous investigative operation to get rid of those people who came in here.
Well, like you said, they're in military camps. They're going to get the uniforms. They're going to probably be trained right now while they're there.
Eventually, I wouldn't be surprised, Colonel, if a lot of these men they brought in weren't trained by the U.S. and the British and the NATO militaries when they were in Afghanistan while the war was still going on there. They brought in those people they thought they could trust to kill Americans without caring. It's like the idea of now bringing in Nigerians and other African mercenaries to be the staff of American jails, including.
I bet you the American people don't know that, Mike. No. A lot of American people don't know that.
No, they just bring those people in because they don't have any interest in Americans, and they use the system of justice, which is basically vicious in Africa, to handle the prisoners they're holding without trial from January 6th, for example.
Well, Mary had mentioned before about this Green Beret and others being raped. And I don't doubt it. Look, in the regular prison system, you have rapes going on.
Yep.
Right. And it's between the prisoners or the gangs or whatever. In this case, you got the jailers doing this. And again, I don't see the churches. I don't see the pastors. I don't see the televangelists. I don't see any of the grifters in the Christian community out there talking about this, because you know what? You're not going to get donations with that kind of rap.
And you're probably being compromised by the government somehow.
Well, if you're on a 501c3, you're getting money. You're grifting too.
Yep.
You know, the big $1 billion televangelist stations, we don't want to mention them, but you know, they're not talking about it. Right. No. And all those evangelicals that were around Trump surrounded him like a halo and ran first when this thing was over with Trump and Biden.
Yep.
You know, they headed for the hills and the mansions over in Dallas and California. You don't see them talking about it.
No. Right?
So we're coming down. I guess we got 2 minutes. Mike, you go one. I'll go two.
Okay. I guess the last point I would make is that we have to also do something about the judiciary. The cheating in the elections was so blatant, and it's caught on video, and it's caught on public people or citizens coming in and swearing affidavits about what they saw and what they heard. And we haven't gotten into one court yet. So we're also faced with a judiciary that's completely corrupt, unfamiliar with the Constitution, and willing to do the bidding of politicians or corporations with money.
And big pharma.
Well, look, they just, YouTube took that Project Veritas of the Pfizer senior leader, mm-hmm. admitting that they were going to develop and create mutations of COVID so they could keep making enormous amounts of money by developing vaccines for it. That probably won't work anyway, like the last ones.
Well, I'm going to say what McInerney always says. General McInerney says, hey, we need audits. And I agree with him. I agree with him 100%. I agree with him 1,000%. But you know what? I don't care how many audits you have. If you can't get into a courtroom and have your case heard,
an
audit means nothing. We got to say goodbye for the National Security Hour on America Out Loud. Don't forget, tune in National Security Hour with Mary Fanning, executive producer. We want to thank her. We'll be back again soon. Don't forget, it's two mics, 2mics.us, Colonel Mike and Dr. Mike. And you have a great day.